everyone, it's me again, Ian Along, and thank you very much for tagging along with me right now. If you're listening to my podcast episode, kindly follow my Facebook page, Tag Along with Ian Along. And if you are into my Instagram account, it's Ian and Amy, or Ian and Amy, A-M-I-E, so all small letters, no space. Ian, I-A-N-A-N-D-A-M-I-E, all small letters, no space. And it's a bright day amidst the drizzle and the rain for the past few days, at least in the perspective of this podcast episode, because you might have listened to this a week from now or a month from now. Regardless, you're still a listener, and thank you so much. I have listened to podcast episodes that were aired sometime years ago, and then these shows, I happened to come across with them, and it's really appreciated. But anyway, thank you so much again. I have noticed when it comes to the art of feedback, I want to talk about feedback or constructive criticism. And as much as I wanted to mention it in details, there are other shows, episodes, or even lectures that talk about podcasts. That talk about this, the constructive feedback, or the better or more, or the constructive ways, and the ever maligned and misinterpreted sandwich approach. Totoo po yan. Meron po talaga mga taong nami-misuse sa sandwich approach. And then observers say that it doesn't work. Now, when it comes to sandwich approach, I do not want to deal with that in details. May mga constructive na paraan para pagsasabihan ng tao pagdating sa mga kailangan niyang malaman. So, medyo kailangan malaman. So, anyway, so much for that. May mga tao na they're thinking that constructive feedback and positive criticism, napaka oxymoron naman, no? Positive criticism, like toxic positivity. Actually, toxic positivity is more on the oxymoron side, but it is not mentioned as intoxicatingly positive, or the grammar Nazis out there might respond, but this positive criticism was used in a way, in a term, to describe a form of feedback that constitutes more of the more constructive positive approach. Since I have the introduction was so long and I'm not being paid here, I'm not being paid to do this, I'm doing this out of just a passionate call to express, for self-expression, and to say my piece or pieces. So constructive, it's more of the more constructive way of dealing with feedback and correction, stuff like that. I want to make this clear. There's a big difference between straightforward and tactlessness. So, tactlessness. the main reason why many people are one of the reasons why criticism, I want to use the strong word criticism, because some people are offended. Imagine ano, itong nakakaano eh, no? Na-offend sila. Sige, marami akong palabok, fine. O sige, let us have it your way. Tactless is different, straightforward is different from tactless. Straightforward is mentioning the problem. The problem. Without batting an eyelash, what was done wrong and what doesn't. So tactless is how you express the problem with additional, with some additional sometimes unnecessary statements. Like for example, when you say straightforward, it's like saying your room is messy. And when somebody said, ang burara mo, your room is messy, ang burara mo. Oh. So, mentioning ang burara mo is a form of tactlessness. While straightforward is just mentioning your room is messy, clean it up right now. Oh. So that is very straightforward, clean it up right now. Okay. And some people are offended still one way or the other. Thus, may mga tao na kaya ayaw nila mag-invest sa positive feedback is dahil or positive criticism na tinatawag ka. Ano, minsan nga parang may parang hugot na hindi maganda. So, yun ang pagkakaiba, no? Yun yung main difference, no? Naka-focus sa action ang straightforward. Tactlessness is focus on your character or attitude that or intentions that go with your actions. So, yun po ang pagkakaiba po noon. Maybe you have a more textbook basis definition, yung iba sa inyo, yung mga naysayers have it your way. And I will consider it as a compliment because you really took time. And the main reason why I need to mention this is that there is an ongoing question in some form of another, if ito ba yung ano, fad lang, or is positive criticism a fad? So yun. So kung ako tatanungin nyo, the answer is no. That is positive criticism, kasi ginagamit ko positive criticism, although I'm not comfortable with it, it's feedback. So what's wrong with using positive criticism? The problem is what's the problem when people are advocating for a meaner feedback? Hindi nila tinatanggap kapag sila na. Yes, this may come as disorganized yung mga and incoherent yung structure ng episode na to. Pero ang bottom line nito, meron akong isang team. And that suffice, public speaking, one of the elements of a speech. At least one, I may not have a 1-2-3 ABC of form of organization here, pero meron akong isang team ngayon, and that is about positive criticism na sinasabi, or feedback. So anong masama? Hindi pinapansin ang straightforward approach. Hindi sila pinagsasabihan. Hindi pinagsasabihan ng mga tactless sa tao. Then bakit nyo babasagin yung mga tao nagpa-positive criticism? Yes, makakaputo siya ng result. Yung mga brutal criticism. Yung mga sabi pa nga, tough times create tough people. Okay, point taken. Yan ay ginagamit sa mga tough times create tough people. Yan ay ginagamit sa gera or hardship ng buhay. Ang nagpahirap sa yung, kasi may mga bagay na hindi mo makokontrol. There are things that you cannot control, and all you need to do is to adapt to it. All you need to do is to adapt. Pero there are things that other people can control within them. Or mag-adapt ka, okay. And ito, so, paano kung ginawa sa'yo? Hindi, huwag mong gawin sa iba. Pag may ginawa sa'yo, ginawa sa'yo, hindi maganda yung approach. Huwag mong gawin sa iba. So, connected pa rin pa to sa topic natin ngayon. Yes, may mga side statements lang. Pero, this is how expounding the point works. And this podcast episode and other podcast episode may come in a series, pero let's assure that this is not tactless. Let's assure that this is maybe serious, but not tactless. Because I'm trying to be as tactful as possible when I'm dealing with my episodes, with my podcast episodes. And that is the bottom line. You can mention, you can be straightforward without being tactless. And there is an art to do that. When you focus on the actions, when you focus on the result and the actions, that's it. And you can say it in a brief manner, that's it. May mga taong sasabi na ang feedback daw, ang positive criticism na sinasabi ay isang fad o isang makabagong fad na ginawa lamang ng mga pilosopong tasyo, kasi the equivalent of smart aleck is somehow pilosopong tasyo. And they say that because this is created by smart aleck, this is an innovation. In a way, feedback, it won't. In a way, because this was constructed as a form of improvement. If you are really for the improvement of your people, you will find ways for them to improve. You will find ways to improve, and as much as possible, you understand where these people are coming from. Does this produce onion skin? Kaya yung mga ginagamit niya, mga palat, sibuyas, manipis. Pero ang nakakatawa dito, the funny thing about people who advocate this, eto kasi, this goes against debate. Kasi it's a debate, diba? This goes against debate to hit the person. Kasi you hit the idea, not the person, diba? So, kaso, ang problema, the problem with this type of feedback, with this type of approach na parang nag-advocate na dapat hindi ka sensitive, hindi ka manipis, kaya dapat yung pag-create ng constructive mga positive feedback, pauso lang yan. Yan yung sabihin sa salitang kali, pauso lang yan. When people say that, people who do so, napipikon kapag sa kanila binalik. And mind you, may kilala akong ganyan. Hindi pa nga siya kinokorek. Na-observe, nagpagit pa lang ng observation. Sumabog na ang vulkan. And this person advocated against sandwich method, a form of feedback. Okay, for the benefit of review, sandwich approach is, on a nutshell, sandwich approach is recommendation. Na dito nagkakaroon kasi ng problema sa sandwich method. Hindi siya pangit na approach. Nagkakaroon ng problema sa sandwich method is ipinipilit mo yung recommendation, pinipilit mo ang commendation para lang magkaroon ka ng commendation. Diba? Instead of noticing yung actual commendation. Bawa, pagdating sa isang speech, nagsalita yung isang tao. Gusto mong punahin na mayroon siyang problema sa kanyang organization, speech organization. Okay? Pero bigla ka magko-comment na, ang ganda ng damit mo. Ang ganda mo. O ang ayos ng sapatos mo. Ano connection na? Doon nagkakaroon ng pagkakamali when it comes to feedback or sandwich method. And people like that, gusto nilang i-recommend yung mga brutal approach when it comes to feedback to the point that it is called criticism. Pero hindi nila kayang dalhin kapag sila na. Diba? Hindi ito pauso. Ito, 16 minutes na. Pauso ba ito? Ginawa ba ito ng mga balat sibuyas ng mga tao? Ngayon, kung balat sibuyas na tao ang mag-uusapan natin, then masasabi ko lang na hindi na, at the very least, hindi inaral ng tao na ito na may mga, even during the biblical times, uso na talaga ang constructive criticism. Sabi, kasi yun eh, naghahanap na ng term eh, kaya sabi ko sa criticism or positive criticism or feedback, diba, constructive feedback. Maybe back then, hindi pa kasing galing ang mga tao pagdating sa constructive feedback, but it is already advocated by Apostle Paul, even by Jesus Christ. Naglatag si Jesus Christ pagdating sa pagtatrato ng, basahin niyo po yung book of Matthew chapter 7 verses 1 to 6, sa pagdating sa yung sinasabi sa chapter 6, sabi dyan yung parang yung mga salita na maganda or pearl, yung mga pearl ay hindi dapat kung tama ko ay hindi dapat sa binibigay sa mga baboy kasi hindi na naman ma-appreciate. So a figure of speech na ang ibig sabihin, pag maganda ang sinasabi mo na parang perlas, pagka binigay mo sa baboy o yung mga tao hindi marunong tumanggap ng correction, ama ka lang yun. Kaso nga lang, before that, sabi sa Matthew 7:1, judge not that you be not judged. Tapos hanggang sa sinasabi, pag tinignan mo yung mata mo, ganyan, diba? May pinapakita, ang context ng Matthew 7, chapter 1 to 5, is mag-iingat ka sa pagsasalita mo pagdating sa kung paano ka magpupuna. And it is a form of criticism, you know? Delikado yun. Kailangan ng discernment pagdating sa feedback. Kailangan ng discernment pagdating sa criticism. Sige, gamitin natin yung strong word, criticism. Gamitin natin yung pasimpleng insulto, positive criticism. Nakakatawa lang na yung mga gumagawa nito o nagsasabi nito ay napipikon kapag sa kanila na, kapag sila na ang sinasabihan. Sila na yung nagdaramdam. Tapos, naipapaliwanag din na maigi bakit sila nagtanda. Pero nakalimutan nila na sila ang naglatag ng standard pagdating sa strong criticism. Babalikan ko, hindi ito pa uso. Sasabihin nila, hindi, bago ipapasok ang religious connotation, don't use the book of religion because it's different from the corporate world. Point taken. Pero ang tanong, the premise that you have stated, the question that you have stated, yung mga ganun, is that question is, fad ba to? Fad ba to? O gawa to ng mga pilosopong tasyo? So, ibig sabihin, si Kristo pala'y pilosopong tasyo? Okay, sige. Gamitin natin yung hypothesis natin. Gamitin natin yung hypothesis that Jesus Christ na there's hindi nag-exist si Christ, although I believe he existed, he is still existing right now, but sige, pero yung authorship ng Bible kailan? Mas matagal pa, mas matanda pa sa lahat ng tao na bumuhay ngayon. Ang sabi nila, inotor yung Book of Matthew mga around mga 60 plus or 30, basta mga around from 30 to even 180. Sige, mga scholars dyan but the point is it's less than 180. That's the point. I'm not into the very correct, very accurate date, but one thing's for sure, it's less than 180. So paano mo sasabihin na fad ang constructing data o criticism? Paano mo sasabihin na pauso to? May paghahalataan tuloy on a personal note na may hugot ang mga ganyang tao. Nung hindi mo kaya mag-positive hindi mo kaya ang constructive criticism sa sabi, hindi mo siya sirahan. Wala kang pinagkaiba sa mga tao nakakita ng pogi, pero dahil iba ang standard mo ng pogi, pupunahin mo na pupunahin na samantalang may mga iba't ibang klase ng pogi, diba? Pupunahin mo na pupunahin. Nakakalungkot isipin na may mga tao pa na hindi na lang matuwa na mas pinapagaan na may mga tao na nagmamalasakit sa mga tao to the point na pagdating sa correction, iniisip nilang welfare na, diba? If you're thinking kasi may mga iba onion skin daw ayan pa ang isang hindi maganda, onion skin daw. Pero yung mga nagsasalita ng mga balat sibuyas daw maligis sa isang tao kapag sa kanila nangaling kapag sila nadali iyak. Magsasalita na lang kanilang mga past accolades ng kanilang past hardships ng panumpa ni Mahoma. And the point is, those were not invalidated to begin with. Magsasalita ng mga past achievements, mga past efforts and accolades, past achievements and efforts, good efforts sa ibang tao, samantalang it was never invalidated to begin with. What was only questioned is the approach. What was only given is a more positive alternative. Tapos sasabihin, paano kung loko-loko ang mga tao? Ganyan. So wala nang exceptions. by the way, straightforward, di ba? Hindi tactless. So kung nakonoko yung tao, nakonoko yung tao, sabihin mo sa guard, policy ba yan? Ang gugulo. So, action-based pa rin. Pero kung sasabihin mo, parang kang walang pinag-aralan ah. Oh, that is tactlessness. Now, the reason why you raise your voice, is it tactless? It depends as well. It depends as well. Pero, maybe you're saying na, tapos, meron pa yung sasabihin na kapag hindi nyo buha yung aking, kung hindi nyo position na position ko, itong position ito yung nakakaunawa lang ay mga matatalinong tao. Woo! So, si Jesus Christ ay hindi matalino. Sorry Lord, ah. Pero, so si Jesus Christ hindi matalino. When he advocated about not judging other or being discerning when it comes to words. Eh di ba yung pagiging constructive, magkakamali ka pa din naman eh. Oo, totoo. Magkakamali ka pa din even if you're advocating for a more constructive feedback. Magkakamali ka, you will have your picon moments. You will have your hot-headed moment, you will have your bad day, but it doesn't follow that you will not strive for it. Mas malala naman, this is better than when you advocated for a bad or mean tactless criticism and it didn't work out. And it didn't work out kasi minsan magfe-fail ka sa standards mo, sa sarili mong standard. The very same person nag-advocate ng pagiging punctuality. Oh. Dumating ang point, nag-set siya ng meeting. Nalate siya ng 30 minutes! Naglaan ng oras. Talagang hindi na kumain, hindi na nag-break. Kasi nagkamali sa ano mo. Dahil na-late yung ganung klase ng tao na mahigpit sa feedback. Nakaka-buiset yung ganung tao, di ba? Pero pag ang tao ay tactful, constructive sa kanyang feedback, action-based, hindi nilalait yung utak mo, hindi inilalait yung IQ mo o intelligence mo, kapag ganun ang tao tapos biglang nalit siya, mas mapapatmas ano eh, you will find it more forgiving, you will even forgive that person, or it is forgivable, he is more forgivable than the person who posts mean feedback or mean criticism. And tapos justify pa nila that wala sa kaningkingan kasi nung time ko, ano connection nung time mo? Ano connection ng time yung sa mga nagsasalita ng ganun, ano connection ng time mo nung araw eh gabi na, dead joke lang ha, nung araw, samantalang ang punto ay doon. I became stronger kasi sa strong criticism. No! You became stronger because a divine force or a supernatural phenomenon happened to you. You became strong at that time, resilient at that time. That's why you have accepted the criticisms that were given to you, no matter how strong it is. It was God who gives you the strength, but it doesn't follow that approach is wrong. It can be changed, it can be revised. Kung product nga, naghahanap ng innovation, feedback pa kaya? Pag-relay kaya ng information, how information was relayed from one person to the other, from one group to the other, nag-i-evolve din? Criticism pa kaya? Feedback pa kaya? May mga sinasabi, are you praising me or are you praising me or criticizing me? Okay. Sabi, mas natuto ako sa mga matatapang. Ayan. Sige ha, natuto ka sa matatapang. Pero lumalabas sa ibang tao. Natuto ka nga, lumalabas sa ibang tao. Pinasa mo yung trauma mo sa trauma ng sa pinasa mo yung trauma mo na trauma ang natanggap mo sa ibang tao. Albeit, kahit kalahati, naipasa mo. That's the very proof. That's the very proof that you may have learned but you got the trauma. Balat sibuyas naman. O yan, yung salitang balat sibuyas naman. It reeks of hugot from yesteryears. Nanggagaling ka sa hugot ng yesteryears. People will say that my podcast, ito ha, people will say that my podcast is serious. Pero, kung papakinggan yung maigi, kanino ko pa binobomba ang negative me feedback. At kung papakinggan nyo akong maigi, hindi ako nagmura. Except for the word buset, which by the way doesn't constitute really a profane word. Ladies and gentlemen, let's advocate for a positive feedback. Paano kung hindi nag-work out? Oh, yung problema nila yun. Iba ang positive feedback at tactfulness, iba ang pagiging weak, iba ang pagiging firm. Ay, iba yung firm. Dapat firm ka when you are saying it. You can be firm, and you can be tactful, and at the same time firm. Kasi ang susi lang naman sa ganun is sa action ka nakatutok. Sa action, sa result na gusto mo. And this is the reason why even sa mga fast food, pag nagagalit ang isang customer, hindi makapalag ang management, ang matinong branch manager. Kapag ka nagalit ang isang customer, lalo pag namaninitin mo lang. Number 2, kaya siya nagalit, binanggit yung salita. Yung salitang yung binanggit yung ano ang problema doon. Anong action ang may problema. So kapag ganun ang ano, tactful pa rin yun. Kapag hindi mo tactful pa rin yun. So nagalit, tactful pa rin. Hindi nabanggit pa rin eh, nakapagsalita. Kasi anger is an emotion, yes, pero yung paano ka, ano yung mga sinabi mo nung galit ka, anger is an emotion, pero ano sinabi mo nung galit ka, yun. Ngayon, kung hindi ka naman tactful, kung hindi ka naman tactless, then people will still misunderstand you, yes, pero mas nasa safe side ka. You are on safer side. So, stay safe ka pala. Hindi sa lahat ng pagkakataon, makikipag-away ka. Ito is a side track natin, is a side note na, is a side comment ko lang ha. One time may taong sabi sa akin, akala ko ba matapang ka sa Facebook? Pero bakit hindi mo ginagawa sa grupo natin? Anong gusto mo mangyari? Makipag-away ako sa kaaway mo? Oh. similar principle when it comes to thankfulness. Na gusto mo na hindi sa lahat ng pagkakataon makikipag-away ka. Yes, you have you. And kahit makipag-away ka, kung kakayanin mo, use a more tactful ways to do it. Kasi iba, mali kasi, binivisualize nila ang taong tactful as parang, may parang naka-exaggerated vocal variety. Hindi ganun ang tactfulness. Yun ay pagpipicture ng mga salbaheng tao when it comes to tactfulness. Kasi hindi nila kaya. Again, kapag hindi mo kaya, huwag mong pulaan. Don't criticize what you cannot do. Do not criticize something good that you cannot do in the first place. Mabuti ang ginawa, i-criticize mo, palibasa, hindi mo kayang gawin. Don't do it. Kung papakinggan nyo, as passionate as I am, but at the same time, you can attest that you never heard me mention any profane words or demeaning other people's intelligence or demeaning other people's looks. I'm just focused on the criticism of the idea that positive criticism is a fad or gawa ng philosophong ta ng mga smart aleck. And by the way, I'm using philosophong tasyo and smart aleck because it is the word. Those are the descriptions towards people who advocate for constructive criticism / positive feedback. Ayun yan. Anong masama doon? Anong masama? Sasabihin, it doesn't work kasi it doesn't produce the salt. O sige, it doesn't produce the salt. Okay, you can use fear. You can use fear kapag there are certain exceptions when you can use. We need to use fear when the person is blatantly disrespectful. Pero, yung mga blatantly disrespectful na tao, pwede ka naman magalit sa kanila. Pwede ka naman magalit sa kanila. Natakpul ka pa rin. In fact, pwede ka nang sumigaw, natakpul ka pa rin. Paano? Mag-focus ka doon sa actions. Kasi minsan yung iba sa atin, kapag nanginerman ng tao, pati IQ niya, pati educational background niya, i-insultuhin mo. Pero, paliliitin mo. Hindi ka nakafocus kasi, hindi, that's not how real life works. So, kasama ka pala doon. Kasama ka sa content pala. No? Kasama ka sa nagpahirap sa buhay ng tao na yun. No? Be flattered when you ganon. You should not be flattered. I won't. The point is, sa haba ng sinabi ko at yung iba sa inyo ay hindi na comfortable dahil hindi comfortable dahil sinasabi ninyo na mas matindi pa rin ang strong criticism or feedback kaysa sa positive feedback. Ulitin ko kasi, hindi talaga siya, no? Hindi siya talaga siya fad, hindi siya pauso. Matagal na yan. May mga iba sa Toastmasters International, there are others in people have judged Toastmasters International. Yes, it is. Yes, Toastmasters International is not a perfect organization. It's not a perfect organization, but it helps people develop positive feedback. Wala masama doon.
Wala masama doon. Okay, sige, hindi siya yung question. Hindi siya yung, hindi yan yung question, hindi yan yung issue. Ang issue dyan eh, kung yan yung pauso, hindi siya pauso. Kasi, bata pa lang ako, 30 years ago, narinig ko na yung constructive criticism na yan. So, paano mo sasabihin pauso? And calculating the age of some baby boomers out here, if that is 30 years ago, then should I say you were 30 when it appeared? So you are somewhat on a middle manager position when it first appeared. Pero mas matanda pa yun eh. Mas matanda pa yung approach na yun. Again, sasabihin, eh hindi naman ako ano eh. Yung strong feedback na yan, yung mga ganyan, eh hindi naman, naging okay naman ako eh. Kaya ka naging okay, hindi dahil sa strong feedback. Naging okay ka kasi something supernatural happened. Binigyan ka ng strength para tumanggap ng masasakit na salita. Na, alam niyo yung ibang tao, hindi, ano, sa tindi ng kanilang natanggap, hindi na proseso na maigi. Ano, nanunugot mga patay. Justified ba yun? Of course not. Pero, swerte ka. Allow me to use the word, swerte ka. Kasi hindi ka napikon, hindi ka inatake sa puso, hindi ka tumasang presyon. It's all supernatural. But it doesn't mean na porkit yun ang natanggap mo, ibibigay mo sa iba kahit yung kalahati. Naramdaman mong hindi maganda eh. E di subukan mo sa iba na hindi ganun kahit sa kalahati. Nagets natin na yung iba, they do that kasi yun ang nakasanayan nilang feedback. Pero kung naramdaman mo rin pala na ganoon, hindi. O sige, fine. Pag nasa choir, sa music, hindi pwede yon. Sa mga trading, hindi pwede yon. Pero kasi, sa training and feedback, magkaiba eh. Kaya iba, nasa training ka na ng isang grupo, nasa isang grupo ka na, biglang ipapasok yung training. Mautak eh, no? Para makapang ano yun. But anyway, that's another story. Hindi po pauso ang positive criticism. Hindi po siya pauso, hindi po siya fad. Yan ay ginagawa ng mga tao who wants to become better when it comes to feedback. Para sa ganun, makapag-produce ng better results. And the results that came, and the positive results that came from positive feedback is not inferior if compared with people who produce results out of fear, out of intimidation, out of gaslighting. Walang inferior, hindi siya inferior. It's still a result. And you can be tactful and still be firm. As we grow older and our bodies deteriorate, the more we need to strive for a better way of saying things. Yan ang legacy na pwede mong iwan sa mas bata. Hindi ka makakalimutan ng tao. Unless, sarili mo lang talaga ang iniisip mo. Thank you very much for allowing yourself to be tag along. Good day.